The recording was made on the 10th of December, 1972, at a seance given by independent direct voice medium Leslie Flint as a Christmas tree party for children and spirit. There was a decorated tree with presents brought by the guests at the seance for the children in spirit. During the recording, you will hear spirit children taking toys and playing on some of them. This was witnessed by about 26 people.
Jingle bells, that might help.
Yeah.
Thank you. Come on, Jesse, give us a solo.
Well, I've only helped, trying to help keep vibrations going.
Yes.
The place is full of light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of people out there. La 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 la.
We can sing jingle bells again, but very, very softly, so that anything happens.
My old man.
That's not Christmas. That's not Christmas.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. You're in tune today.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, all right.
Hello, Mickey, lovey.
Hello, Auntie. How are you?
Fine. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Jim, when are you going away?
On Tuesday.
Oh.
You can come along with me if you wish.
No, thank you.
Come on. It's nice and warm up there.
No, I've got my work to do here, mate.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, hold on. A bit stronger in a minute. Don't cross your legs.
Thank you.
laughing at?
I'm laughing at the singing.
Laughing at the a tiz, ain't you, Jean?
Yes, I am.
You'll be all right, girl. Why worry?
Will I win?
What do you mean, will you win?
Well, what I'm backing against.
Oh, blimey.
Stopping all the noise so you can have a nice quiet
sleep. I think it'll be 50-50, mate.
Well, 50-50 now is the noise.
Well, I can't say it. Anyway, I can't do nothing like that now.
So oh, I know.
Ever so pleased to see everybody. There's a bit of a crowd here, I'll tell you straight. But you haven't given me a moment or two to get sorted out. What do you keep giggling for, you twit?
I'm sorry, but I'm not
Oh, I'm sorry. I do my best.
All right, dear.
Are you getting deaf, then, girl?
Are you getting deaf,
girl? Yeah, I'm getting
deaf in the old days.
I wasn't talking to you, Jesse Nason. How are you, love?
All right,
Tommy,
how are
you? All right. You wait one of these days, you go on the platform, I'll be right behind you, mate. Well, I'll give you a shot.
Would it be a nice one?
Well, I don't know how you meet, you know. Yes, I suppose so.
I don't believe you do anything else.
Well, I'm always out to help people, mate.
I know.
You're a bit of a caser, ain't you, Jess?
Am I?
A nutcaser. You're actually in the right place. Plenty of room for it.
One thing to have one and use it, Nicky.
I know.
Than to have a big one and not share it.
Oh, well, you're all right. Hello, Daisy Judge.
Hello, dear.
How are you?
I ought to say hiya.
Why?
Hiya soon.
Hiya what?
That's what you said to me yesterday. Hiya soon.
Oh, yeah, hiya Cynthia. Because I said I'd change your name for Daisy to Cynthia, you said you didn't like it, because it sounded too posh.
Yeah.
I was calling you Cynthia.
Oh, That's right.
Oh, well. The poor Craddy, I tell you one way or another. Old Mel Clump's here tonight, again. I knew she would.
Oh, she is, yes,
she's a proper bleeding case, aren't
she? Oh, Mickey, you mustn't use her.
Not in front of the children.
No, I mean that. It's in the Bible, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know whether you do.
Well, hasn't it in the Bible, so what, hasn't it?
Is it?
I know, it's supposed to be.
Covers about everything.
What did you say, Ellis?
I said it covers about everything, Mickey. The Bible does.
I don't know why you want to go away.
What's it called here now? I'm freezing.
I haven't noticed much difference.
I do. You're not down here.
No, I don't want to be either. I don't mind popping in and out, mate, but I won't want to come back and live there.
No,
I don't care. I've done my way.
You know. Mickey, is there lots of children there?
Oh, crowds of kids.
Can you see if they'll play Alexander's Ragtime Band?
Why
have
you
got to
be Alexander's Ragtime Band?
We've got everything here. We got a horn and a drum and a tambourine. We got everything.
Andrew.
And me.
Matt just about fills the gap.
He doesn't want to jiggle for none of them. He wants a bloody miracle.
Why are you not these Canadians and that? Hold on. I don't know what you saw.
Sorry.
I know I was about to tell me about something. I know she knows what they're like.
Everyone is
fantastic. Was you still sniffing? Are you good? Oh, come on, then.
Never.
If you want to, I don't mind. Now, but it's a kid's turn.
Yeah.
Come on, Wayne. come on, then. And what's your name? I want your name.
Doris, where did you live when you were here?
I was
Your house was burned. Where was it?
It was burned.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's all right now, isn't it? Tell me, where did you live when you were in the camp? In London?
No.
In Bath.
Was this a long time ago, do you know? Can you remember?
I don't know. Not so long. I don't think so.
Oh.
I like your tree.
Do you?
We had a tree too.
Did you?
Yes. Mama, we always put the tree in the window. Why haven't you got yours in the window?
Well, because it's too big to go in this window.
Oh, Mummy always had it in the window, and Daddy used to decorate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you used to help him?
But I used to watch.
You did?
Yes, but I had a brother.
Oh.
Yes, but he was only a baby. He was in the pram.
Okay.
Yes. Who are you?
Where is he now?
Who are you?
You've asked me that before.
Oh, have I?
Yes.
Oh, wait a moment. I don't want your dolly, so thank you. I hope you have a good Christmas. I hope you have a real good Christmas. And I've got to wait a moment, please.
Mm.
Yes, I told him about you.
I'm afraid he can't understand what you're saying.
Hold on.
Nicky, are we getting foreign children to us?
Oh, probably. He's a man on the way, I'll tell you straight. But I'm Nelly Cloak. She's a place. I wish she wouldn't be. Oh, no, Nelly, it's not your kind of thing.
You're having trouble with her.
Not exactly, but you know, she likes to get in on, you know, what she's like.
Who's that? Come along. Mickey, can't we take some more things off the tree, please?
We don't particularly want to take them off.
Well,
just as long as they bang on pipe or something.
No, we leave it entirely up to them what they can do and what they can't do.
No. Yes.
You want it now?
No. No.
No.
Now what do you want?
What do you want?
What, one of the toys.
Come on, love, come on. Now. Now.
You sound like a pussy.
Now.
You want a toy?
Yes.
You have one then.
I don't understand this.
What's your name, dear?
I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't understand that.
The Christmas party.
Yes.
For you and your friends.
Yes.
What is your name? We ought to know the names of people in Hartford.
I don't know.
Yes, you
do. I don't know why. I don't know why you have that. Because we have trees too.
You?
Yes.
Well, that's just to show you that we have trees.
I know. It's nice.
Is it?
We have trees.
Mm-hmm.
And things.
Well, we just want to.
I like it.
You do?
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how to do this. I don't know.
You're doing very well. We can hear you very well.
I don't know. I don't know how to speak to
you. But you're doing it.
To you, I try my very best. I do. I speak in this box.
Well, you're doing it beautifully. We can hear every word you say.
Yes. You're like my auntie, but she was pretty.
What's your name?
I'm Ian.
Oh, Ian.
Yes, my name is Ian. I-A-N. That's how I used to write it when I was at school. Ian. My father was in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I like your tree, but it's not as nice as ours.
Never mind.
My mummy used to sometimes have trees. What?
Just make do.
I don't understand this. Why I have to come and talk to you people, I don't know.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, I mean, I don't mind, but it's a very strange.
Very kind of you to come.
Well, I was told that if I came, well, I came with the others.
Was your father an officer?
I don't know. He was to fly in a plane.
Oh, well, he must have been, because you sound like a byproduct.
You are very rude. I don't understand you.
I was pulling your leg.
I don't mind. I've got a good humour. I have.
You need it.
Yes.
How old are you, Ian?
I was nine.
Nine.
How old are you?
How old is it, you think?
I think you're more than nine.
What's about?
That lady in the front is like my auntie.
Oh, but not so pretty, you told me before.
No, but she was very pretty, because I thought she was very nice.
Well,
I don't know why you have a tree. Because you're all grown up people. You don't have to have a tree.
We're doing it for the children.
Oh, well, we've got one, thank you. But I like it just the same.
Is there anything on the tree that you
not
like?
Particularly, thank you.
What kind of things do you have over there?
Oh, all sorts of things.
Tell us.
Models. And we make things.
You do.
But I don't, Miss, I like you to know I appreciate everything, but I don't think it's necessary.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
It gives us pleasure, you.
Yes, that's what I thought. I think grown-up people are worse than we are.
Yes, of course we are.
We're children at heart, darling.
Yes, I suppose you are, really.
Did you see him?
My mummy and my daddy, they used to do all sorts of things in the house. They used to decorate it all up with all sorts of things.
Mm.
I don't think much of it, though. I think one gets beyond that, don't you?
I hope we never do. That's right.
Well, I don't know. I don't want you to think badly of me, but I think one has to grow up.
That's true.
I mean, I like your tree, but I've seen nicer ones than that.
Yes, but Ian, Jesus said, unless you have the heart of a child, how can you enter the kingdom?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is that I like to come in, well, I mean, I like to come in a way, but, oh, I suppose I must not stay.
When
I hope
you,
I haven't annoyed you.
Was your daddy on an airfield, or did he live at an airport?
Now, how could you fly a plane, you silly man, if you didn't have an airfield?
Oh, no, I think he did. Your daddy may have lived, Ipswich, where there's no airport. He may have flown a plane.
But you must have somewhere where he lands and goes from.
Well, oh, yes, you don't necessarily live there, do you?
Yeah, where did your daddy live? Is he with you in where you are now?
I see my mummy and my daddy very often, I do. But they wouldn't know anything like this. But I don't think they would bother anyway.
Where do they live? Can you tell us at all?
Oh, they moved.
To where?
Oh, they moved. They went away from Croydon.
They did?
Yes. And now they wouldn't know nothing now.
Didn't they like it?
I don't know. I think my daddy retired.
Oh, yeah.
He got an old man.
Did he?
Yes.
Have you any brothers and sisters?
No.
No?
I had an auntie like you.
Oh, but she was a sister.
She was a
sister. Are there some children there, Ian, who would like to see the present?
Yes, I think you've got the wrong idea. Otherwise, I do appreciate everything, but I think you could do it for us. Because you like it,
Chesterfield. Yes.
Never mind.
Did you see the other little girl who spoke to us, Doris?
Oh, yes, I did. She was rather funny, I thought.
Did you? Very definite.
Well, I hope you have a nice Christmas.
Thank you. We hope you do.
Oh, yes, I shall, thank you, I know. But then, of course, it's different with us, you see.
Yes.
We don't have to have all those things you have.
No.
No?
Oh, no.
What do you have?
We don't go in for things like that. We leave that to you.
Yeah? What do you have?
Oh, I go to concerts. Mm-hmm. I like music. I thought you did quite well, really, in your singing.
If you were to tell us where your parents were, we might be able to send them a message from you. Mm. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, but she's
true. Yes. That's funny. I love that thing.
I had an auntie like you, but she was prissy.
I think that's terrific.
Good thing you told us the boy.
I'd like that one if I may.
Yes, of course.
I like it. Oh, I like it.
You can have it.
I like
it.
That one very much. I like it if I may have that.
Of course
you can do one out of it. Take it. I had to take it away.
Yes,
I like that one because it's pretty.
What's your name?
I don't want to.
French provincial.
Suzette. I want Suzette to come to manifest. I don't know if it is possible. There are many people. Many people here. Some of them, of course, are very strange to eat. You know, they are not conversant with the communication. But a lot of the children are fear, you know, but many of them have never made the contact. They don't know about it. But we bring them here, and they have for themselves a great pleasure of being able to contact, you know, and to have the presence, the toys, as they take with them back, you know.
Yeah.
You know, last time I spoke to you, monsieur, was in Hollywood. You perhaps do not remember it.
Oh, I do now, yes.
But
yeah.
Now, since then, I have become more proficient and much more conversant with the communication, you know.
Yeah.
If you like to...
sing one of your songs?
Madame Hope.
Yes.
As you tell her, the Maurice.
Yes.
Sent his compliment to... Monsieur Robot,
Of course.
Because since then I have been able to, how you say, I come here because I am very interested, you know, the manifestation, you know, and the children, there are many people, some of them new. Like myself, I learn how to communicate.
You are very confused.
Why not let us have something that is bright and cheerful? Why not?
Louise?
For my friends.
Louise?
So, if you wish.
Of course.
Every day,
there's an old crowd of us here. Oh my God! I wish you could see him.
Are you helping?
I say that actor bloke. He's quite a character, ain't he?
Has he gone now?
Before my time, wasn't he?
Who was he?
Maurice Chevalier, whatever you call him.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's after you.
I don't remember him in my time. I thought I knew all of them.
He's only just passed.
Eh?
He's only just passed.
I can't hear what you say, dear. Will you kindly speak up so as I can hear?
Certainly.
That's better.
I say he's only just passed.
Oh, dead, you mean?
Yes.
Mind you call a spade a spade? I wonder where the other passed to.